Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Passion according to St. John, chapter 19, verse 37. And again, another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. This is God's word. What a verse to describe Good Friday. They will look on him whom they have pierced. That's what we do on Good Friday after all, isn't it? We look upon our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who, in the words of the prophet Isaiah, was pierced for our transgressions. But God forgive us if we have treated this as the one day of the year to which we look upon the one who was pierced for us. Because the cross of Jesus Christ is not just a once a year meditation. On the contrary, for us as Christians, it's the center of our lives. And so St. John quotes Psalm 22, saying they will look on him whom they have pierced, and we as well look on Jesus, the one pierced for our sins, not just tonight, not just in Holy Week, not just in Lent, but we always look upon Jesus, pierced for our sins. Tonight, that's what we try to do as we do routinely. Look on the one who is pierced for us. And as we look upon him tonight, his side pierced by the spear of a soldier, we read that there poured forth from his side blood and water. If you read what the early church wrote about these words, they just about unanimously looked at this and said, oh, John's talking about the sacraments. Water pours forth. Baptism. We are baptized into Jesus Christ, into his death, Paul writes in Romans 6. Blood pours forth. Blood, the cup that is the New Testament in his blood, shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Indeed, both baptism and Holy Communion are connected by Scripture directly to the death of Jesus. We heard last night, of course, about the blood, the cup, the New Testament, that we find our salvation in the Lord's Supper, that in that holy meal, the cross of Jesus Christ spans time to be put into our mouths. And so in holy baptism, we are baptized into Christ, baptized into his death. You see, the death of Jesus Christ our Lord is not a once a year meditation. And again, God forgive us if we have treated it that way. No, the death of Jesus Christ is, of course, our salvation. And, of course, it is the message of our preaching. St. Paul, when he went to the church in Corinth, when he wrote to them, he said, I resolve to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. It was the message of the apostle. It was the whole point of the thing for St. John. It's the whole point for you and me. We gather to look on him who was pierced. We look to the one from whom blood and water flow from his side. Tonight, the devil thinks he has us cornered. The devil thinks he has kept us from seeing Jesus. Well, we've come here to show Satan that he's wrong. That we will always hold before our eyes the one who was pierced. The one who was pierced, in the words again of Isaiah, pierced for our transgressions, for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed, and on him all of our guilt was laid. Nothing has stopped us from seeing Jesus Christ tonight. We might be gazing at him through a computer screen or a phone screen, watching on the Facebook live stream. You might be seeing him through a slightly fogged over windshield and hearing him through crackling car radio speakers. But nonetheless, Jesus, his word, "It is finished," still applies. Satan has not by any stretch kept us from seeing our Lord. Even though we have to see him through phone and computer screens and car windshields as we gather in worship, even though we're surrounded by a world filled with evil on every side and Satan thinks he's taken away all our hope and joy. Well, the word of the author to the Hebrews rings true to us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus died. He died for sin. But he also died so that you would see his cross. So that in his wounds, in the blood and water that flow from his side, you would find the price that is paid for your sin. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, we, the church, we exist to show forth the one who was pierced. It's the reason we go to such, some people must think, bizarre lengths to do what we're doing here tonight. Because in all things, we would look at Jesus. We would look at the one who was pierced. We would look at the one who was given into death so that sin would be destroyed and Satan would be conquered. In closing tonight, I want to tell you a story about a piece of artwork. That's always a little tricky in a place like this because I can't really show you it. I'd love to be able to show you it. There's an artist some of you have heard me talk about. His name is Ed Rojas. He's based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he does beautiful sacred artwork. And he recently put together a book based on Martin Luther's Great Reformation hymn, "Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice." And this morning on Good Friday, he showed forth a piece of artwork that just struck me. It was called a diptych, which means it has two pieces to it. On the left side, there was a tree with fruit on it and a great giant snake, a serpent wrapped around it. It was the tree from the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve both stood by the tree, their faces covered in shame. But the head of that serpent wound all the way down the tree and into the frame of the second picture. There was another tree in that picture. It was the cross with Jesus hanging upon it. And that cross was planted right through the head of the devil. Because Satan is undone by the power of the cross. That's a message I kind of feel like I've repeated several times over the last couple weeks. But it's apropos, it's appropriate in a time like this. Satan thinks he's got the upper hand, but he's never had the upper hand. Our Lord said, "It is finished." Blood and water poured forth. They looked on him who was pierced. In all things, dear friends in Christ, in whatever is to come, whether we continue worshiping out here for another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, months, I don't want to think what it's going to be like trying to do this in January of next year. God forbid. In all things, look upon the one who is pierced. Look upon Christ. Find your comfort in the blood and water that pour from his side. Find your comfort in baptism. You are joined to Jesus and his death. Find comfort when we finally return to the table of the Lord in Holy Communion. He pours forth his blood for you. Look on the one who is pierced with eyes of faith and see Jesus given for you. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.